Our special Super Bowl shows will be on the air Saturday from 3 to 5:30. Ty Walker, Sean Bass, and Bob Sturm. We'll discuss the NFL Hall of Fame inductions live from the Media Center. And Sunday from 1 to 5, it's our exclusive pregame show with Mike Reiner, Norm Hitchkiss, Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren.
Really?
And David Newberry.
Really?
So, yes. So listen to us, The Ticket, all weekend long.
The Ticket.
For big game in Arlington coverage. Unlike any other that you may hear.
All right. Now we're... We got a couple things going here all at the same time, Dan. But as opposed to promoting things that may not happen, let's just focus on what we have in front of us. And over the week, Dan, you're not going to believe this, but I've been emailed some crazy songs for the Super Bowl. Because if there's a show likely to play crazy Super Bowl songs, it's probably ours.
Guilty as charged.
So let's start with a little bit of what I found from Steelers fans. Now, these aren't necessarily made in the last week, but they've been out all season. And, Dan, I don't know if you realize this as we test the audio on the fly here. Oh, yeah. But the Steelers are on a Stairway to Seven that they're hoping for on Sunday. Seven Super Bowls.
By the Three River Shores, a team wears black and gold. With a QB who wears number seven.
Boy, I swear they parodied this very song last time they were in the Super Bowl. But it couldn't have been the same name, right? They were only going for their sixth last time?
This is the Stairway to Seven. Last time, yeah, they was...
I just remember
the time before that it was One for the Thumb.
I just remember wacky song segment. They did parody this song. I have to look back.
Did they? All right. Well, enough of that one.
I think that's a...
How about this one? Here we go.
Here we go, Steelers.
We are the champions, the number one team.
Now, if this doesn't make you the hair stand on. On end on your arms. This makes me think of football, Bob, when I hear this song.
Nothing like a Lady Gaga parody.
Across the country.
Now, doesn't the whole stadium sing it, like in Chicago?
Oh, there was a
Don't steal a fan, we're black and gold.
What was the last year they were in the Super Bowl?
08.
2 years ago.
Our offense will rush you.
So.
And our defense will crush you. We got the steel defense.
All right. Meanwhile, Green Bay people are not going to sit this out either, Dan. Boy, these are two fan bases that may not have cheerleaders, but they have funny bits. Here is an offering from some Packer fans.
Damn, it feels good to be a Packer. Wake up Sunday, watch my team play. Although I go
you know why I know this song?
Soda, my heart will always be in Green Bay. Damn, it feels good to be a Packer.
You know I'm familiar with the song, right?
Office Space, Doug.
Yeah, there you go. That's how they taught me to lock the door without the homeless guy seeing you do it. Which I pulled that trick yesterday on the way home. Sometimes you're not sure if they're going to leap at your door and open it. But I don't want them to know I'm locking it.
When the body comes home, what the hell you going to do?
Damn, it feels good to be a Packer.
You kind of knew where they were going with that.
Does Green Bay support the... They just seem more old school, the more marching bandish than rapish.
Oh, I think in a Super Bowl run, though, Dan, you can't...
Or is it rapish?
You can't possibly
Whoa. rap.
What are you saying?
What?
Let's see what this one is.
I recognize this song.
Probably not this version.
What's the theme we're picking up here?
I think the pig ate my ticket.
On the way to the game, traffic's kinda heavy. Bratwurst on the brain, tailgate was for Chevy. The freeway's frozen hard, covered by a blizzard. Corn cobs cooking, and cows in the barnyard. Past the 12 gauge, heat up for chili dog. Broken down John Deere, just call me Boss Hog. The tucker sits on a field, just west of Green Bay. Handful of no dough, we never sleep on Sunday. Reading all the signs, the pack is really bad, and everyone is proud. Down at the local burger shack, go retrieve a bit from the tapper. With the Johnsonville Brat, go visit the crowd. Take a shirt up when it's 20 below. Sitting in the end zone, cheering, go Pack, go! Go! Hush up.
What happened?
Oh, gosh darn it, don't you know? I'm a cheesehead baby, the pride of...
What's the chorus?
And grandma's cooking pie pie.
It, don't you know? Oh, they did.
They changed it up, huh?
I'm a cheesehead baby. I don't fade that.
It's like the worst song I've ever heard.
They got 99 cents from me this morning for that one.
Wow, that's on iTunes?
Now, where's Lil Wayne in all this, you're asking, Donovan?
That was my number one question.
Where's Lil Wayne, who, by the way, is a Packer fan that I'm keeping my eyes on. Let's just say...
What, he's jumped on the wagon?
Yeah, and some of the audio I got Tuesday, someone said, yeah, he came. We went into the locker room
and a Heat
talked
fan
to the team because he's a Packers fan.
Let me just say, Lil Wayne is a very suspicious Packer fan, who I believe last year was a Saints fan. I'm not positive about that.
Oh, he's from Louisiana, so I guarantee you.
But
he includes that in his...
Any black Packer fan.
What'd you say, Groups?
He includes that in his lyrics.
That he was a Saints fan last year?
No, that he's from New Orleans, but... He's a Packers fan.
All right, let's roll some Lil Wayne. This is probably going to be...
This is not...
Lil Wayne put this out
not
this
somebody
week.
Is parodying a Lil Wayne song?
No, remember when Prince did a Viking song last song. Year?
But, wow.
Yeah, you know what it is. I'm a cheese.
Yeah.
Cheese whiz. Pittsburgh Steelers, that's nothing. That Super Bowl ring, that's nothing. Up in your town when you see me, you know everything.
Now, there's a lot of N-bombs in this, by the way.
Which is great.
Oh, no way.
Now, he's trying to inch. You're on the wagon, right? There's a little space, and he's trying to kind of squeeze in there. Do you move over, or are you like, look, we're good?
Like I said, he's far and away the most talented guy doing a Packer song this week. But he's so suspicious.
Is that one of his songs that he's just replacing? Is that a regular?
I was hoping you were going to tell me.
I have no idea, but yesterday, yeah. Sean Williams was saying that same thing.
What?
When he looked at your tie, he was saying black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one was Sean?
The one sitting right there. Is that a Lil Wayne song?
I think this is a takeoff of one of his.
All right.
I think.
Green and yellow, green and yellow, green and yellow.
I have no idea, no.
You tune into old people, try to decide if this song is current.
I don't celebrate his entire catalog.
All right, well, there you go.
Now, is he, Was he in?
In what?
You know, in as opposed to out?
Oh, yes, he's in.
In what, prison?
Yeah. Well, he's out of prison, but he's in, he's out now.
I'm saying he was in prison.
Yes, he was in for a year. He's out now.
What'd he do?
Well, I think it was possession, or it was gun or drugs. I don't remember which one.
Cheering too hard for the Packers?
Right. No. It wasn't for, like, too many tattoos or something.
Or he didn't
like
have
that.
To go to jail for suspicious loyalties that change every year?
For bandwagon jumping?
Up next.
Green and yellow, green and yellow, green and yellow, green and yellow.
Up next, Homer Call of the Week playoffs.